Dale's in Taiwan. Back to where it all began, some would say. How you doing, Dale? Tenakwe.
Tamari, well, yes, in Taiwan, and it's very interesting to see just when you think about the cultural ties between Taiwan and Te Ao Māori, it's quite fascinating to see an action here. Good to talk to you.
Well, go to Chi Ai. I was watching a show, Street Food Asia, last night on Netflix, and the fish head soup sorted out. Apparently, it's to die for. Let's move on, though. Indigenous, World Indigenous Tourism Symposium. Kōrero mai, mate. What's been going on? Bring us into the picture, please.
Yeah, so this is the third such international symposium. The first one was actually hosted by New Zealand Māori Tourism, the inaugural event at Waitangi in 2018. And if I recall rightly, then we had, I think, 12 countries, about 20 indigenous populations across the world who attended. We're now at, we've got a conference of about 700 people covering 55 indigenous groups from across the world. And it's been really exciting to see the progress that's been made by indigenous peoples in developing their tourism world, because as I think I've discussed many times now, there is a very clear and strong link between tourism and trade. And if we can grow indigenous tourism and create those types of pathways, that helps trade, that helps our communities, that helps growth of our whānau and bringing money and resources and opportunities to our regions across New Zealand. So we're seeing exactly the same playing out across the world with a number of countries. But it's really also nice to see that New Zealand and Te Ao Māori is considered to be at the very forefront of this global development opportunity. So with some pride that we're here representing Aotearoa.
Yeah, I can understand that too, and I'm curious to know how others are.